Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior multi-sports star in field hockey and lacrosse at Sleepy Hollow High School, Evelyn Nelson. Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited and honored to be here today.
Well, the honor is all yours and well-deserved. I was looking at your nomination letter, and that's it is quite the career, double career, that you've had there at Sleepy Hollow so far. And because it's not quite done yet, you still got to finish, you know, the lacrosse season to come, or to finish, I should say. And we've also got Coach Marchese. Hi, Coach. How are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
So the season just got underway, right? You're, three games in, I asked before we started this, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so this third game, that was not in the nomination letter. How'd you all do?
Well, we started off a bit slow, and going into the second half, we had a team huddle, and we decided that we're just going to put our heart into the game, and we had quite a bit of the comeback, and I was very proud of how our team played. We played aggressively. We came together as a team, even though we were down quite a bit, and we came back and only ended up losing by, I think it was 3 points, even though there was maybe a 7-point gap in the beginning. So I was very proud as our team as a whole and how we didn't let that get to us, and we came back.
Well, that's exciting, and that's an important step to take early in the season, knowing that you can do something like that. You know, and the next time it comes around, it'll be you all that are getting yourselves on top.
Yep.
Very nicely done. So I also noticed from the nomination letter that in the first two games, you had 5 goals in each game, which if I figure out the math, according to the number of games you play, which will have you scoring 80 goals. Now, the coach said that maybe you'll ramp it up to, 7 or 8 goals per game. What do you think about that there, Evelyn?
Well, that's a bit of pressure, but I think I could step up. You never know.
All right.
Was I staying aggressive?
Exactly. Stay aggressive indeed. But, now speaking of the goal scoring, by the way, you've got quite a milestone ahead of you this season where you can reach 200 goals. And I'm going to assume it's probably a pretty small group of folks there at Sleepy Hollow who have scored 200 goals in lacrosse. So that's got to be pretty exciting knowing that that's coming around the bend. I mean, yes, obviously you're going to be thinking about team first, but still there are personal accomplishments that are important.
Yeah, it's an amazing milestone to hit. And it's crazy to think how far I've come since I joined the team 8th grade. And now a senior year hitting this milestone, it's almost like a full circle moment of how much I've worked to get here. And it definitely gives me a sense of pride being able to achieve that. And thanks to my team as well, I wouldn't be able to get there without them.
Oh, right. Well, and I'm sure it does feel fantastic. But, like you said, in the beginning, you started as an 8th grader and you're also a 5-year varsity starter in both sports, both lacrosse and field hockey. But wow, once you got yourself comfortable, you were good because you had 100 goals as a sophomore, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, I love all the girls on the team and they made it easy to find my place and get going.
So also, besides lacrosse, which is the season that you're currently in, there is field hockey as well. And you have racked up quite a number of alls when it comes to, all league, all conference, all state, that kind of thing. So how did you all fare when it comes to field hockey this past season?
I think that we did pretty well. We won our league for the first time since I think it was in the 1980s.
Wow.
And that was a crazy accomplishment. And it took a lot of hard work, especially the last game. We were all pushing to the last buzzer. And so I couldn't have been prouder of my team at that moment and our entire season. We worked really hard. There were a lot of injuries that people played through just because we do have a small team. We're combined with Briarcliff. We call ourselves Hollowcliff. And so so we all kind of came together and we were like, this is what we want. In the beginning of the season, we set goals and our goal was to win all league. I mean, not all league, our league.
Okay.
So we put all of our work into it and we put hard work in practices and in games. And through our losses and wins, we would learn from each one and we would have a discussion. And so I think we played pretty well for being a young and newly formed team.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations there. And I do like Hollowcliff, by the way, much better than Sleepy Briar, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but speaking in the same regard, now, how did you all fare lacrosse-wise last season as to what the expectations are now for you all?
Last season, of course, it's hard losing a lot of our seniors. We had a lot of senior starters last year. So losing them and coming into this year and a lot of girls stepping up from JV to varsity, it's definitely a bit of a struggle, that leap from the level of playing. But I think we try to push each other as hard as we can in practice and being aggressive so that we can translate that into our games. Especially this season, we've put a focus onto ground balls because we know once it's on the ground, it's anyone's game. And so especially our last game, after the half, we were like, we just got to start being aggressive and getting these ground balls. And so that's all we ask of everyone when you step on the field, give 110%, being aggressive. And I think a lot of the girls, especially the girls that have stepped up from JV, have really proved themselves. And it's definitely an amazing thing to see.
Well, that's great. And from what you said, that last game was a real confidence boost for you all. So hopefully you're able to, yeah, you're able to keep that going and take that forward with you. Now, you've also been the captain of these squads. Couple of years with lacrosse, 3 years with field hockey. So being the captain for that length of time, is there anything that you've adjusted, anything you've learned maybe about yourself and about how to approach being a captain that maybe you've changed from when you first started to now as you're a little bit more experienced?
When I was younger, it was definitely a little bit harder to be captain because there are girls that are older than me. And so it's hard to reach the level of we're friends, we're teammates, but also I can give you advice and like all this and that. And so it was definitely harder to be as confident as a captain when I was a sophomore. And so I've definitely grown into that role as the years have gone on. And now I'm definitely more confident to go up to girls and say, hey, you're doing really well, but maybe you can tweak like your arms a little bit or make sure we're hustling on and off the field. And so I definitely feel more comfortable being a leader now that I've grown into the role and now that I'm a senior. So I've definitely evolved in that sense. Yeah.
All right. I got you. And also you've already touched on this a little bit, but obviously there are some teammates of yours, younger teammates who have stepped up and younger teammates who have made you proud and maybe, made you proud of yourself at the same time, you know, for being that effective captain. So I guess you've got a lot of confidence moving forward, even after you leave this particular year for this team, correct?
Yeah, especially for field hockey, we had a very young team. So I felt very honored to potentially be a mentor towards them and giving them advice and hopefully inspiring them to fall in love with field hockey as I did. So especially for field hockey, we have a younger team than for lacrosse. So I'm very excited to see how that program evolves after I leave.
Okay. And speaking of after you leave, I'm going to assume that some schools have come knocking on your door. Where does that stand right now? Have you made a decision? It wasn't in your nomination letter.
I have made a decision. I will be attending the University of Miami in the fall to study marine biology and ecology. I received a scholarship, so I will be on the Singer Scholarship, and I will be a foot fellow in their honors program, and I'm very happy and thankful for all these opportunities.
Oh, that's great, and I'm sure just excited as heck.
Yeah, and Miami is a great place to be. Very excited.
I lived in Florida myself for a couple of years, and I will say that those couple of years, boy, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know,
all
these years up north living with this this winter thing, and it happens every year, which is so annoying. But yeah, my time in Florida, I really did enjoy that. So congratulations to you. And so coach, talk to me here about Evelyn. You've coached her for quite a number of years now. Talk to me about how she's progressed as a player and a leader and all that.
Yeah. Evelyn is, I've known Evelyn since she was a kindergartner playing youth lacrosse, and there was something special there. Her and one of her best friends were always competing with each other, but they were also very humble and always willing to learn. And I think that has been coming out in them, and you can see it from game to game. Evelyn uses her energy to energize the rest of the team. And when things are, even when things are looking kind of down, like she mentioned this game yesterday that we had, where we were down by like 7 or 8 goals, it was her who provided the spark to get everybody else involved. And 3 games into the season, to have the whole team buy into that, a lot of new members on the team, really is a testament to her and the energy and the way she projects that energy. She's kind, and at the same time, she really tries to ramp them up and get them going. So I can't say enough about her and the way she plays and the way she's always looking to amp up her own game. But it's infectious. And so that's what drives the energy of the rest of the team. They look up to her.
Oh, that's great. And Evelyn, and I say this to every single one of the winners of this award after coaches speak, it's okay if you want to blush. There's no video here when it comes to playing it back on the air, so you're safe. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior field hockey and lacrosse star at Sleepy Hollow High School, Evelyn Nelson. So Evelyn, the other half of this award is the academic side of things. And as we joked earlier, and in a Spinal Tap reference that you're probably, you know, that you don't get, but Coach does. Wow. You take your GPA and you ramp it up to 11. I see you've got like a higher than a 100 grade point average. I mean, and what? And you're like number 10 in your class, or something to that effect, and also a number of AP courses in there. Your grade point is exactly what is it? 101.5. So that's pretty impressive. Now, of all your classwork, though, what is? I mean, obviously you just told me, but I'm going to assume the sciences then are the top of the list for you when it comes to what you look forward to the most. As you know, with marine biology along coming along the way in the fall.
Yes, science is definitely my husband and will always be my favorite subject. Bio, I took AP Bio last year and I just absolutely loved the class. And maybe that's why I'm going into marine biology, who knows? But I'm also the president of the Science Honor Society. And that has been such an amazing experience. We're actually trying to work something to go to our kindergarten classes for Earth Day and doing kind of a movie while also teaching them about the Earth. And so I'm very excited about that coming up soon.
Well, that's great. Now, talk to me about when did it start with you, the environmental issues and the concern there and how important it is to you? When did that kick in?
Well, I've always been raised around the environment, taking trip. We go to Cape Cod every year. And so just being by the water, and it's definitely played a big role in my life. And especially recently with everything going on, I definitely want to be a part of trying to preserve that, because it is a very important part of everyone's life. And so that definitely has inspired me to pursue this career and hopefully make a positive impact on my field.
Well, that's great. It's good to know that we've got folks like you that are carrying that torch. That is much appreciated from the old dude here, believe me. So I see here, well, you've answered one of my questions, by the way, because I always ask the question of, is there a class that maybe surprised you that you did not expect to like so much? But you've already answered that with AP Bio, and apparently it works so well for you. That's Colin. You're also in the your collab lab. It's a writing center where students help peers with their writing. But I'm going to also assume that you help out just younger students with their classwork in general. And that's got to be pretty rewarding.
Definitely. I'm also a part of peer mentoring, where we help transition 8th graders into 9th grade. And it's definitely rewarding to see them starting to fit in into their classes and getting a hand of being just a high school student compared to middle school student. And we're actually, this is new to peer mentoring, we're going to help out with the special education classrooms. And so I did a little bit of training, and next week I'm actually going in during my free period to just help out in the classroom. And I'm very excited for that coming up next week.
Fantastic. Again, another thing that I love to hear. And you're the class treasurer. Now, besides keeping track of the money and not getting caught embezzling. I'm just kidding. So obviously you allocate money, but what else do you do as a class treasurer? I mean, are you the one that's, part of the plannings of, say, a prom or something to that effect?
Yes, it's definitely a teamwork, organizing, fundraising, especially for prom coming up. That's very big. We actually just did a student versus teacher basketball game where we raised money for tickets for prom. And that took a lot of planning, because we had to find volunteers of teachers and students to play. And we also set up a concession stand where I was just selling snacks and tickets. And yeah, so it's definitely a lot of work, but the president, the vice president, and the secretary, we all work together as a team.
That's too cool. Like that. And I imagine the students had a lot of fun watching the teachers that you convinced to volunteer huffing and puffing around the court. So and also you volunteer with the Youth Legends Lacrosse Program. Again, that's got to be some fun. And the Tarrytown Arts Camp. What do you do there?
Uh-huh. Well, I volunteered there my sophomore year, and it was at one of our local parks. And so we get split up into different age groups, and we have basically like stations where the students will learn, or the children will learn about different things. And so they'll learn about music, and they'll have an art class. And so I just volunteered to help just help.
As long as you're keeping
the art. That's the word.
All right, there we go.
I don't know why that left me.
That's all right. You're keeping the arts alive. That's all we care about. And so obviously you are a very busy Evelyn. You've got a lot going on. Is there anything that you do just to give yourself a little bit of a break? What is your downtime? If you get any, I'm sure Coach is smiling right now saying, downtime? She never gets that. She never takes
the downtime.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I love watching shows, and currently my favorite show is Modern Family. And it gives me a good laugh and just it helps me relax. And so that's what I do in my downtime.
Well, hey, we all need something like that. So Coach, before we close up shop here, how about a little bit more about Evelyn?
Yeah, I just want to say it's just been a great honor to be a part, very small part of her journey, knowing her all these years. She's become a natural leader. She leads by her actions on the field. She leads by encouragement. She's a natural teacher. It's just so wonderful to see her excelling the way she has. And I'm really excited to hear about what she does in the future. And I know it's just going to be great things, just like it's been from the time I've known her when she was 5 until now.
Oh, that's great. And you know what, Evelyn, congratulations on the award. Well-deserved. And I've really enjoyed talking to you today, and Coach as well. And good luck to you when it comes to Miami. And Miami, I guarantee you, is going to be pretty darn happy to have you there.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
And good luck also to you, Coach, and the team on the rest of this lacrosse season. And for Sleepy Hollow High School's Evelyn Nelson, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.